At the first school in Gifford, near Vero Beach, students shared textbooks and lunch cost a dime. Even at that, some families couldn't afford it. Janie Gould has the story.
In the era of segregation, black children in Indian River County went to school in Fort Pierce. Then, in the 1920s, someone donated land along U.S. 1 for a school in Gifford, north of Vero Beach. Eddie Hudson went to school there in the late 40s.
It no longer exists there, but it was a frame building. They had a big hall down the middle. The classrooms were on either side. The drinking fountain was like a cow's trough.
And it was sulfur water, right?
Yeah. We didn't have running water in Gifford. Either you drill your well yourself and put your pitcher pump on it, or some people in Gifford were able to have an artesian well drill, but they would charge the families a small fee to tap into it.
What did you have?
Originally, we had our own well. Then when our neighbor had a company to come in and drill an artesian well, my father was able to come up with the $50 to tap.
But you still didn't have inside
running water? No, we did not have inside plumbing at all.
What was school like?
We had excellent teachers. The only problems, and I didn't learn this until after the fact, that the books that we got were always used. The kids, of course, in town used those books first when they were new.
You mean the Vero kids?
Vero kids, yeah. There were never enough. God rest her soul, Mrs. Bernice Johnson, I think she had 35 kids in the class. She may have had 10 spellers and 15 math books. It hurt us so bad that some of us didn't get books to take home. She found out where each one of us lived, because back then we didn't have street names, so we had to describe to her where we lived.
The streets weren't named?
No, with the signs on the streets, no, we didn't have them. So Mrs. Johnson was one of the teachers that would get names where you lived. And if I live near you, she would then give me a math book to take home and maybe give you a speller. If I had any math homework, I'd get it done. Then I would bring that book to you. By that time, you should have all your spelling words done, and you would then give me the speller.
What about lunch at school?
You had to pay for the lunch.
How much?
I think it was 10 cents a day.
With 9 children in the Hudson family, school lunches were often out of the question. Their mother would make extra pancakes in the morning and send them to school in a bag.
When lunchtime came, then we would all gather around.
A more modern Gifford High School came along in the early 50s, but unlike Vero Beach High School, it didn't have labs or a gym at first. But Hudson has happy memories of growing up in Gifford. Kids played marbles and made their own toys.
We'd make bird traps. We would take those birds home, clean them. My mother would take the birds and cook a pot of rice and put the birds in it and make a meal.
What kind of birds?
Any kind we could get. Bluebirds, redbird, cardinals, quail.
Was this in your yard or in the woods?
Oh, no, we'd go out in the woods. I'm surprised that none of us really got bitten by snakes.
Were you barefoot
a
lot of the time?
Oh, yeah. I went to school barefoot sometimes, but we had fun. I mean, there was no life like it growing up.
Eddie Hudson and a brother used to hunt rabbits, which congregated in culverts in citrus groves.
Some guy told us that what you could do is get a big sack, put it on one end of the culvert, and then get something like a fishing pole and run it down the other end, and the rabbits would run out and get into the sack. Rabbits, of course, provided meals for us as well. My mother used to put the batter on and fry it like chicken. A couple of years ago, I went out to one of the supermarkets and bought some rabbit. And made a rabbit meal out of it. Very delicious.
Did it bring back memories?
Oh, yes.
Eddie Hudson earned a doctorate in education. He retired in 1995 after 34 years as a teacher and administrator. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.